This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The commander-in-chief is deploying the troops to help in the battle against the coronavirus, and President Biden is promising all adults will be eligible for a COVID-19 shot by May 1st. Fingers crossed, July 4th will see some of us gathering with a few loved ones. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The president says there is a good chance small groups of Americans will be able to gather for barbecues.
That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
In his first primetime address, the president outlined steps to make it happen, ordering states to make all adults eligible for vaccines by May 1st, expanding the list of those allowed to administer shots, like medical students and dentists, and deploying more troops to help vaccination centers. Everybody has a role.
I need every American to do their part.
If they don't, he says the nation may have to reimpose restrictions.
Please, we don't want to do that again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace contrasts President Biden's cautious tone with then-President Trump's approach.
You know, certainly President Trump took a different tactic, and he was really promising the moon and the stars to people, promising that the pandemic would be over, promising that we would be back to normal very quickly, and none of that happened. And I think Biden is wary of giving people false hope.
AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center shows that compared with white Americans, Black and Hispanic Americans are more likely to have lost jobs and other income during the pandemic. A shootout between patrons and security outside a casino in Pine Bluff, Arkansas last night. One guard wounded but expected to recover. Security had just taken several people out of the casino because of a disturbance inside. This is AP News. Hackers targeted Molson Coors. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with the results.
Molson Coors Beverage Company says its brewing operations and shipments have been disrupted by a cyber attack. The revelation came in a regulatory filing. Molson Coors operates 7 breweries and packaging plants in the U.S., 3 in Canada, and 10 in Europe. The company did not say how many facilities were affected. In addition to Molson and Coors, the company's brands include Miller Lite, Pilsner Urquell, and Blue Moon. Molson Coors didn't say if the cyber attack is related to a global hack of servers running Microsoft Exchange email software. I'm Mike Gracia.
The veteran New York City prosecutor overseeing a criminal investigation into former President Trump says he will not run for re-election. Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. made the announcement in a memo to his staff. His term expires at the end of the year. This is AP News.